Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Daryl Thomas. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Barr. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Barr. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Monday hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Monday reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cardenal for the out. Monday moves to third. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Madlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monday scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Madlock moves to second. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas is hit by the pitch. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Thomas. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Thomas steals second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Spear strikes out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mercer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Trillo hits a line drive into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Swisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. Swisher moves to second. Two outs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Matthews is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Montanez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Montanez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Reitz hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Munday for the out. One out. Pete Lacock pinch hits for Jose Cardenal. Pete Lacock is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lacock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Madlock is hit by the pitch. Mick Kelleher pinch runs for Bill Madlock. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Pete Lacock now playing left field. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Barr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley pinch hits for Steve Swisher. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Randy Hundley now catching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Mercer reaches second base with a double. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Montanez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mercer scores. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rosello is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Monday hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Burris moves to third. Monday moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock is walked intentionally. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Joshua is 0-for-1 in the game. Joshua hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive towards third. Kelleher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Barr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barr takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Trillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the The Cubs won, and the Giants won. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hundley is 0-1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rosello is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Rosello hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burris is 0-2 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Monday is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs won, and the Giants won. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Montanez is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Montanez takes first base on ball 4. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Montanez moves to second. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wrights is 0-2 in the game. Wrights hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Montanez moves to third. Buddy Schultz now pitching. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Joshua is 0-2 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello has Montanez trapped. There's the throw to Hundley and over to Kelleher, who tags Montanez for the out. Wrights moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hill is 0-2 in the game. Hill strikes out. Two outs. Chris Arnold pinch hits for Jim Barr. Chris Arnold batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Arnold hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs won, and the Giants won. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lockhock is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kelleher is 0-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Morales is 0-3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs won, and the Giants won. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 0-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Spear is 0-3 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Morales, who is chasing the ball. Spear reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mercer is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Mercer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spear scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Mike Garman now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Mercer. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Mercer steals second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Montanez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Montanez is walked intentionally. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reitz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mercer scores. There goes Montanez trying to get to third. Lockhock throws the ball into Kelleher, who tags Montanez for the out. It's 3-1, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton is called out on strikes. 1 out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rosello is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosello strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.